Good morning. It's April 2nd, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In the dynamic world of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin Cash, or BCH, has made headlines by reaching a three-year peak of $699.45, marking a notable surge in its value. This comes as the crypto community anticipates the upcoming BCH halving event, expected to further fuel bullish sentiment by reducing inflation and increasing scarcity. Meanwhile, Bitcoin's volatility has taken center stage, outpacing Ether's with a 30-day historical volatility, nearing 60%. Despite this, Bitcoin continues to assert its dominance in the market, with a staggering price of $69,563 and a market capitalization of $1.37 trillion. Ether isn't left behind, showcasing a significant price increase of 18.75% from its recent low, with investment inflows surpassing those of both the US dollar and Bitcoin. Amidst these developments, prominent figures in the crypto investment space like Morgan Creek Capital CEO Mark Yusko have made bullish predictions for Bitcoin, foreseeing a potential rise to $150,000 by the end of the year. This optimism is echoed by Fundstrat analyst Tom Lee and is largely based on Metcalfe's Law and the anticipated Bitcoin halving. Yusko advises investors to diversify their portfolios with Bitcoin mining firms and other cryptocurrencies such as Ethereum, Solana, and Avalanche, highlighting the growth potential of smaller projects. He suggests a strategic allocation of 1% to 3% in Bitcoin, anticipating a tenfold increase in its value and positioning it as a superior investment option compared to gold. The credibility of these insights is bolstered by the author of the article, at AprilX Sedlex, known for their expertise in content creation and growth hacking. This article, featured in a top security register and containing AI-generated content, underscores the importance of conducting personal research before making investment decisions. In today's market, cryptocurrencies like ThetaFuel, eCash, Kava, and Aptos are leading the gains, with Aptos in particular showing promising growth potential. Meanwhile, Dogecoin remains at the forefront of meme coins, hinting at the start of a possible bull run. However, the evolving nature of the crypto market calls for diligent research and professional consultation before embarking on any financial ventures. In a landmark case that's sending shockwaves through the cryptocurrency world, Sam Bankman-Fried, the former CEO of the FTX cryptocurrency exchange, has been handed a 25-year sentence in federal prison. This comes after his involvement in orchestrating a billion-dollar Ponzi scheme, marking a significant moment in the regulation and oversight of the crypto industry. Bankman-Fried's conviction on charges of fraud, conspiracy, and money laundering has culminated in a sentence that, while severe, fell short of the 40 to 50 years prosecutors had sought. Despite his expression of remorse and insistence that he never intended to harm anyone, the gravity of his actions has led to a substantial prison term. However, there's a silver lining for him, as he could be eligible for early release based on good behavior. In a move that may offer some solace to those defrauded, proceeds from the sale of FTX's stake in a startup are poised to be directed towards repayment to FTX customers. This development underscores the ongoing efforts to mitigate the fallout of Bankman-Fried's actions on innocent investors. As Bankman-Fried's legal team gears up to appeal the verdict, this case serves as a stark reminder of the risks inherent in the cryptocurrency market. It highlights the paramount importance of conducting thorough research and exercising caution when investing in digital currencies. The repercussions of this case are likely to reverberate for years to come, as both investors and regulators digest its lessons and implications for the future of cryptocurrency investment. In a bold move solidifying its position in the cryptocurrency market, Tether has significantly increased its Bitcoin holdings. This strategic acquisition not only highlights Tether's aggressive investment approach, but also raises questions about the transparency and legality of its operations. Tether, a leading issuer of stablecoins, has recently added 8,888 bitcoins to its reserves, a purchase valued at approximately $627 million. This acquisition brings Tether's total Bitcoin holdings to 75,354 BTC, translating to an estimated worth of $5.16 billion. The company is not stopping here. It has announced plans to continue purchasing Bitcoin, committing up to 15% of its net realized operating profits to bolster its Bitcoin reserves. At the helm of this ambitious strategy is Tether's CEO, Paolo Arduino. Arduino has laid out a quarterly investment plan aimed at maintaining the company's dominance in the rapidly evolving fintech sector. Through this plan, Tether aims to stay at the forefront of innovation and disruption in the finance and technology landscape. However, Tether's aggressive investment strategy is not without its detractors. The company has faced criticism for a lack of transparency in its operations. Additionally, there have been allegations of Tether's involvement in illegal activities. These controversies underscore the challenges Tether faces as it navigates the complex and scrutinized world of cryptocurrency investments. In a bold move that signals confidence in the future of cryptocurrency in Thailand, Bitcub Capital Group Holdings, the powerhouse behind the nation's top cryptocurrency exchange, Bitcub Online, is gearing up for a monumental leap. The company has set its sights on becoming a publicly traded entity by 2025, a strategic move that could reshape the landscape of digital currency trading in Southeast Asia. To fuel this ambitious venture, Bitcub is on a hiring spree, aiming to double its workforce with the addition of 1,000 new employees. This expansion is not just about numbers, it's a clear indicator of Bitcub's commitment to scaling up and enhancing its services. The company is also bringing financial advisors on board to navigate the complexities of the initial public offering, IPO, process, underscoring the seriousness of their intentions. Bitcub isn't just any player in the crypto market, it's a dominant force with a 77% market share in Thailand. This position is bolstered by a burgeoning crypto user base in the country, now exceeding 13 million. The exchange's growth prospects are bright, with digital currency's popularity on a steady rise among Thais. The crypto scene is also witnessing the rise of new players, such as Slothana, a meme coin on the Solana blockchain. This new entrant, targeting degen investors, has already amassed over $500,000 in investments, reflecting the vibrant and dynamic nature of the crypto market. Looking ahead, Bitcub is not just focusing on its home turf. The company is exploring listing opportunities in global financial hubs, with Hong Kong being a prime candidate. This international outlook signifies Bitcub's ambition to be a major player on the world stage, ensuring its presence is felt beyond Thailand's borders. As Bitcub marches towards its IPO, the crypto world watches with anticipation, ready for the next chapter in Thailand's digital currency saga. In a dramatic turn of events, the Indian government has stepped in to rescue and repatriate 250 of its citizens from Cambodia, victims of a disturbing trend known as cyber slavery. This rescue operation sheds light on a broader crisis affecting thousands and underscores the dark side of the digital age we live in. Background checks reveal that an estimated 5,000 Indians were coerced by criminal syndicates into executing cyber scams, specifically targeting individuals in India. These scammers, hiding behind fake identities, enticed victims with promises of lucrative returns on investments in phantom cryptocurrency ventures. The financial repercussions for the victims have been severe, with one criminal group alone witnessing inflows close to $100 million in their cryptocurrency wallets. This staggering amount includes ransom payments for the release of trafficked workers, highlighting the human cost behind these scams. The technical method employed by these cybercriminals involves exploiting a feature in Ethereum known as Create2. This allows them to carry out unauthorized transactions by deceiving users into approving transactions for smart contracts that are yet to be deployed. This paves the way for the later deployment of malicious contracts, enabling the theft of cryptocurrencies. This issue is not confined to India or Cambodia. Similar patterns of exploitation have emerged in other Southeast Asian countries, including the Philippines and Myanmar, pointing to a regional epidemic of cyber exploitation. The situation has ignited widespread concern and galvanized efforts to combat this trend, aiming to protect vulnerable populations from falling prey to such nefarious schemes. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.